John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Adam Vingan from The Athletic taking you through this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's our good friend again, Greg Wyshynski, joining us, ESPN senior NHL writer. Greg, what's going on, my man?
Not much, boys. Hope everybody is doing well and is healthy and keeping it together out there.
Hope you're doing the same. And Greg, obviously yesterday the NHL came out and it was revealed that they instructed their players and team staff to extend their period of self-quarantine by another 10 days through, I believe, at least April 6th. Not a huge surprise there, and probably not going to be a surprise at all to extend it beyond that as well, I would think.
Yeah, and keep in mind, you know, the self-quarantine thing is different than the overall season pause. The self-quarantine thing is more of a medical suggestion just to see if anybody's symptoms manifest. It does take a while sometimes for symptoms to manifest. We're still talking about players that, a couple of these Ottawa Senators that came down with coronavirus were playing in California a couple weeks ago. And, you know, it does take a while for these things to come around. So it's more of a preventative and, let's see what we've got here type measure. But the overall thing remains that the NHL is going to abide by the CDC guidelines, which said that basically 8 weeks from the season pause was when they were going to start to maybe think about even maybe coming back and playing a season, which, I mean, I think we all kind of agree that they're going to have to extend it again. But that's the bigger picture right now. This is more of a, you know, let's make sure these guys are safe and let's see if any of them come down with symptoms.
Greg, a few days ago, the CHL, which includes the Western League, the Ontario League, and the Quebec League, made the decision to cancel the remainder of their season. This morning, the KHL decided to cancel what remained of their season, including the postseason. Do you think those decisions will have any sort of influence on the NHL's thinking as they decide what to do with their season?
No, because the NHL is its own animal. I mean, you know, it's a $5 billion industry. In the cases of a lot of leagues, they can't afford for whatever reason to push things deeper into the summer or as deep into the summer as the NHL can. And I just, you know, everyone I've talked to from different leagues that have unfortunately had to cancel their seasons, from the ECHL to the Southern Professional Hockey League and others, just says, hey, look, you know, we do it if we can. We can't, but we believe that the NHL can because of just how much cash they have on hand. And again, how much money is on the line too. I mean, the conservative estimate I got from somebody on the player side is that the playoffs are a $250 million revenue swing. And that's at a minimum, you know. So there's a lot of money on the line here for the league. And obviously when it comes to money, you're also talking about the player side of things and the fact that they don't want to have to, you know, pay exorbitant amounts of escrow for the next several years to make up for the revenue shortfall this year. So there's a lot of money on the line. There's a lot of money already in reserve, and there's obviously an appetite for both sides to get back on the ice if they can at some point in the next several months.
Greg Wyshynski of ESPN joins us here on 102.5 The Game. Greg, on Monday at The Athletic, we unveiled our NHL awards poll. We've been discussing, of course, the Norris Trophy vote, which was overwhelmingly won by Roman Josi. I know that you expressed surprise by the discrepancy in the voting margin between Roman Josi and John Carlson. When it comes down to the actual award vote, what do you think will happen? And do you think enough people around the league, particularly those of us in the Professional Hockey Writers Association, have seen enough of Roman Josi to give him a legitimate chance of winning the Norris Trophy over John Carlson?
Well, considering the Athletic hired everybody, I think, but me and Emily in the PGA.
That is true, yes. Yes.
I think this is a good indication that Dan Roman Josi is going to win the Norris. Now, I was surprised by the gap. I think of the awards, it might have been the largest spread between first and second place. If only because Carlson's offensive year has been historic. I mean, you look back at the last, 25 years of offensive seasons by defensemen, and Carlson's point per game average, I think, was the highest since like 1994, if the season was to cut off right now. And that's saying something. That's a special season. That's better than Brent Burns. It's better than Eric Carlson. It's better than a lot of guys that have been lauded for their offensive output. I don't think his defense is as bad as people make it out to be, but it's clear that his reputation as an all-offense, no-defense guy has been cemented. And it kind of reminds me of what happened to Mike Green back in, like, 2009, I think it was, where he had 31 goals, an incredible offensive season for a defenseman, but it was, a league-wide sentiment that this guy didn't have what it takes on the defensive side of the ice. I think the analytics showed that wasn't true, but that was the reputation. So the fact that Josie has this is clearly the second best offensive defenseman in the league this year and also holds up his end of the bargain on the defensive side probably tells me that he has the overall support to win the Norris, just because Carlson's defensive reputation can't match up to the incredible offensive season that he's had.
Greg, we've seen, the league kind of taking retrospective look at series of years past, like here locally. I know Fox Sports Tennessee is replaying Predators games. We're doing so as well here on ESPN 102 of the game. As you look back at your career, what's the favorite NHL event or NHL playoff series that you've ever covered, in your opinion?
Well, my favorite playoff series was the Boston-Vancouver series. I think it's the most monumental cup final we've had in decades. It wasn't the best hockey all the time, but as far as storylines go, it was like covering a soap opera every day. I mean, you go from just the general physical heat that those teams had, the fact that you had a Boston team that was an underdog against this Vancouver team that was really sort of reviled around the league, the Nathan Horton injury, the suspension to Aaron Rome, the rivalry between Tim Thomas and Roberto Luongo, the game where Brad Marchand is just rabbit punching a Sedin in front of the net without a penalty. And then, of course, a series that goes all the way to a game seven, the Bruins win it on the road, and then Vancouver burns their city down. So, I just marvel at the fact that series happened. And I do wonder, it happened at a time when Twitter was still sort of in its infancy. And I do wonder what would happen now that we have this sort of saturation of social media to have a series that contentious and that nasty and that newsworthy, what the reaction would have been now, because that thing was just incredible to cover.
Greg, last question for you. As a noted New Jersey Devils fan, I would like to ask you for what your reaction was to the owner of the team, Josh Harris, planning to reduce employee salaries by 20% and then having a major about face a few hours later after the public reaction of people when someone who is worth a few billion dollars at least decides to cut payroll. I'm just curious for your opinion on that whole situation.
Well, I think my opinion is that the Devils are owned by an ownership group that also owns the Philadelphia 76ers.
Right.
And the thing that we are seeing time and time again. Now, granted, there are some teams kind of testing the water right now in the NHL to figure out what the reaction will be if they, lay off a bunch of people or if they cut salary. And this was sort of, a trial balloon to that end for the Devils. But the more important side of things, and I think that we're seeing this time and time again with this ownership group when it comes to these two teams, is what's happening with the NBA side. And what happened on the NBA side is that Josh Harris came out and said, we're cutting, salaries by 20%. And Joel Embiid stepped up and said, okay, well, I'm going to have to step up and pay the people that aren't being paid by this ownership group. And that embarrassed them. And so that's the backlash that happened. And we've seen it happen a few times in the NBA where players immediately stepped up to help out workers that were being impacted by the schedule shutdowns, and then the ownership stepped up. And so I don't know if it's a Devils fan or a Sixers fan or anybody that may have changed the opinion of this ownership group, but I sure know it's one of their star players that probably did, and then lo and behold, all of a sudden the course gets reversed. And the other thing about that too, like you said, Adam, is that he apologized for bad judgment. And, I mean, in this day and age, to see a billionaire apologize or something was mind-blowing. So So that was probably the most notable thing about the news yesterday.
Greg Wyshynski has been our guest from ESPN. Greg, thanks as always for taking the time to come on with us and continue to be safe with you and your family out there. I know it's a tough time for all of us.
Yeah, thanks for that. I also have something cool up today if you want to check it out. I asked 25 NHL players about their first line mates in the league, and it's a really cool story. Got some chuckles, got some heartfelt stuff. It's a good hockey read if you want to scratch your hockey itch today.
Yeah, definitely. I was looking at it over this morning, so I definitely recommend reading it if you're out there.
Awesome. Thanks, boys.
All right. Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it. Adam, when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We'll get back into the Cam Newton stuff a little bit and also look ahead to what the Titans still have left to do in free agency and in the draft. That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Adam Vingan here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.